Rishus Avi Mari. We're going through the Sigim Iker and Tafel. We went through the tour, the Beis Seisa, the Taz, the Mugav Ram. We're going through the Mishnah Berurah.
Yesterday was the Tafel, today is the
Iker. Both the Iker, Shalwal is Raib. I think yesterday we Raib. Today might be Chavim. Fine. So we went through, again, the first Mishnah Berurah yesterday. That's a very important Mishnah Berurah. What defines Iker, what defines Tafel? Mishmum basically makes four levels over here. Something lahach lahatim, something to enhance, especially in case of a tafel. Then he has the halacha, if they're both you want, in case of roiv. If you are one of the more choshim than the other, the chshivas wins out like a steak salad. And then he ends up with a klal, kol sheyesh boy, heimine dokin. Anything that has the types of grain over here, not the klal is mezainis. Everyone knows rice and mezainis and won't have the klal. Kol sheyesh boy, heimine dokin, will win out the case of roiv. You spoke out, meduik that way in the shahatzin, the prima godim. Next to the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkot and Gimel, he brings down what is the kimta of the Mechaber when it says you have a case of eating a maliach. He left out the case of Peres Genusar. So we saw the Taz, he wants to tell you that the pshat in the Mechaber and the Torah is not the kimta of the Gemara, discussing two different cases. The Gemara's case is Peres Genusar, and he did not want to eat the maliach to take away the sweetness of the Peres Genusar, according to Taisvis. Masha Enkein, the Mechaber's case over here is discussing you want to eat the maliach, you want to eat the herring, but still the pas is tofel because you want to take away the saltiness of the pas. Kamal Mishibuni seems to disagree. He has a hard time understanding, and he points on the shayatin, how in the world could pas be a tofel when eating the herring over here? David says, what's the kim to the mechaber? Agami left out the gemara. He meant the gemara's case. The case over here was the peris kenusa, very, very sweet peris. Biki, you do not want to eat the mliach over here. Therefore, the lechem is be a case over here of a tofel to the mliach. But let's say he says, "Ve'etzim, you want to eat the mliach, and you have the pas." He says it's hard to understand why practically it should be the lechem is a tough of the case of the mliach over here. In the Sefkot and Dalet, he brings down Taisa's question, and then the Taz Maharam brings down the why in the world are we saying over here that the lechem is a tough of the mliach? Say over here the mliach is tough to the case of the Peres Kenusar. You ate the Peres Kenusar, they're very, very sweet. You see, you have these heartburns now. So you come along to eat the mliach. So why making a bracha mliach and the pas is tafel? And you don't want to eat the mliach. Say over here, if I care, don't make a bracha mliach. The mliach you're only eating because you have these heartburns because you ate so many, 1,000 pears over here, that's very sweet. So you come along to Taisus, and again, the place can bring you down. That the whole entire halacha that the ikka pas is a tafel only when you have das to eat the tafel. Let's say you do not have das to eat the tafel. That means you're not expect to have heartburn over here. And not expect to eat the mliach, echnami. Then when you eat the tafel, you have to make a bracha. Most of the Mishnah Berurah from the case of the Magav Ram, who didn't, if it's darkoi, either you have to have a case of das or darkoi. If it's not the case of das or darkoi, or Taisa says in the kimto here, when it's mesiach das, when it's not ba'isa maimed over here, shina makam, then you have to make a bracha on the tafel. Therefole, a person is eating the case of mliach over here, mitzad the peres genusa, says the Mishnah Berurah. Now you're going to eat over here the case of the lechem. So if you had das for the lechem, you will make a bracha. If you have no das for the lechem, what bracha would you make? It's a tafel. You're eating it. So you make a bracha for the lechem, shahakal. Pick up lechem, make a bracha, shahakal. The question over here is, we'll get to Mishnah Berurah Shita. When you eat the tafel, what bracha do you make? He says, before you should make the bracha arroyo, when the ikor is a case, it's not shahakal. So why are we here saying, eat, make a bracha the lechem, make a case of shahakal? So it's very simple. What is the kimt over here? You ate maliach. Dag is shahakal. So Mishbuah paskins, like the Magavram, when the ikir shakal, then the tafel also have a bracha shakal, because it's only one bracha. When it's two brachas, any chanam get a bracha roya. When it's one bracha, then the lechem over here has a lacha of shakal. So Kohen, the Mishbuah brings down. Yeah, but so that place says also Paris is the ikur, but you have no das to eat the mliach afterwards. You have no das, you have to make a bracha on the mliach. Now the lechem is only inside the mliach. If you had das, if you don't have das, you have to make a bracha on the mliach. That's what he's saying. Depends if you have das or not. Well, Sifkot Nehi brings down that we have this Ramah, the Yesh Omrim, the Urzura Shito. The person has the kimto over here where the chaviv is a tafel, and the lach is you should take the tafel first and make a bracha on top of it. Taz Lamaisa agrees, Sukkot and Zayin, Maravam has Barichas, Nakhle Harin, the Subshat, and Ozir Rabbi said a snapshot. The Kimd over here is, we do not have the Kimd Ozir Rabbi Dafkunz, the Iker and its Chavav. However, in the case over here where it's Chav and Tafel, you do not make a bracha. Maisa Mishmua clearly passed like the Maravam, but Oyi points out in the Sharetzian that we have a different Gersh in the Ozir Rabbi, and the correct Gersh is Dafkunz Chavav. And Iku make a bracha on Zayis. Otherwise, if it's Chav and Tafel, we myself should not take the Tafel first over here. He says, whether it's bracha Shavas or Ena Shavas, whether eating them together or Zachazel, if we give the Taz, not the Mechalik, don't take the Tafel as Chav first and get him out with this Ozeru over here. Now, he does have a case over here when a person has Yayin Siraf and there's whiskey over here, and then he wants to eat the Pas afterwards, then the Pas is Tafel to the case of the Yayin Siraf, the whiskey. But he speaks out very clearly that the dafka in the case when he made a brach on the whiskey and your das to eat the pass afterwards. That means, let's say a person knows he's going to a simcha, a person's giving a whiskey, and he knows he can't handle the whiskey. So let's say he makes a bracha for whatever reason. He makes a bracha on the whiskey, and he knows he can eat right afterwards a piece of cake. And he has no interest in cake, he's full over here. So he makes a bracha on the whiskey, he takes the cake and eats it, no problem. Now, the Olam pointed out, but let's say you have no das. That means someone, recent people go around and a kid is saying, I want to take a video of you making l'chaim, here's a cup of water. And then the guy makes a bracha, a shakal, and he drinks it and sees 95% bronchin. He's like, oh my gosh, it's burning him, and he wants to go take a piece of cake to go eat. So then they point out, l'chor yev abayam, it's a bracha.
Das
balabais. I don't think it was das balabais. It's mamash nimlach, he thought it was water, he told him it was water, he didn't have any das for it. So l'chor, in this case over here, to go pick up the cake, court of tuffle. So you run it, but you remember the locha, make a shahakal on the cake over here, and then eat it. Because he didn't have task for it. And yes, you remember to make a shahakal while mouth is burning over here. Now the Mishnah goes on further and speaks out this halacha, when you have this yayin siraf and you have this lekach over here, he says it really depends when you're eating it. He says if you're eating it at the end of the meal, about it gives yayin siraf. If you're hungry, then you tell me the ikker over here, the case of the past, the case of the lekach of the ikker. Therefore, you bring down the shloah that's sometimes not exactly clear why in the world we're eating one thing together with another. When you take your cake, you dip it inside your coffee, what exactly are you eating? Is there an ikker? Is there a tafel? Do you want both over here? Therefore, he said, the horse not going to involve this shiloh over here. It's better to make a broccoli coffee, broccoli cake over here, and to separate the two. He also brings down, when you soak inside Yayin Siraf, inside with Passover here, it brings down from Magavom, the Ikkaz Yayin Siraf. Again, he goes to El Rab, but it still is better to make a bracha on the Yayin Siraf, the whiskey by itself, before you soak the pass inside. The Sifkon Vav, he goes back just to be moistiv to the klal of the Ikkaz and Tafel. He has a case over here, when a very important Shavuos, about the idea of a person that's pass kistin. So, when they get to bracha achorina, with Mechav Paskins, that the Iker will pat to the Tafel. Now we did discuss, let's say the Iker does not have a shear, do you make a bracha achorin on the Tafel? Mishbuah Paskin would make a bracha achorin on the Tafel, because it needs a bracha achorin on it. But the bracha achorin of the Iker will pat to the Tafel. Whatever the Iker is, if the whiskey is the Iker, then yes, if the cake is the Iker, then on that, whatever the Iker is.
If you didn't have the shear, and you had a shear of cake,
so then the Mishavua says, and we point down the Sharatin, Reish Ches, if Kotan Ein, you make a bracha achorina on the thing that you had the share on, the Tafel.
Right.
On the Tafel.
Yeah.
Good. You make a bracha achorina when you had the share. I mean, the Sharatin's case is you drank wine, not the share, and then you drank water. The water is potter with the wine. So there you make a bracha fushes on the water. You made alcohol then, and you make a bracha fushes. That's the case over here.
The whiskey
would be the same thing. Right? Again, whatever you would make alam bichya on your whiskey, because you don't need a bracha coin on the whiskey, you need a bracha coin on your cake.
If you drink a share of whiskey and cake, you'll make only a bracha fushes. If you drink not a share of whiskey.
So we pointed out the lumdus yesterday and make this from go that what's the side of Iker and Tafel? Is he saying you don't have a bracha on the tafel, or the bracha is on the tafel? So the way how most form Moshe and Shuvah and others go, Chaznish seem to go, that there is a bracha on the tafel. Ikke has a bracha on the tafel. So we make it alamicha, the bracha is on the tafel. When you make a shakal, the bracha is on the tafel. Now someone get involved with that scoop of the shaila and the kolpoi, the bracha achorina is really the question that Taz. We told you about that, but my. So on the if you have a shear on the tuffle, and you make a bracha chayna on the tuffle. Correct. You make again the bracha. Everything you need a bracha rishayin on the ikar the tuffle, need a bracha chayna ikar the tuffle. Now, when you make a bracha rishayin on the ikar passes the tuffle. If you don't make it, we'll get to cases. Maybe we'll speak out even clearer. Let's step by step. Again, we have this mishnah over here in Sifkat and Vav that speaks out a very important yisoid. If something is malafa one to another, malafis, that means you have basically a crack over here. Instead of mishnah, you put cheese on top of it. You have bread, you put peanut butter, put jelly on top of it. Basically, the idea of lasakul ula hachshir, that means the mishnah in Sifkat and Alf, it says the klal, one's coming to stack in the other, he's being moist to that. One's coming to malafa, one's coming to malafa enhanced, but I think it's come to be given. A spread, good word. Put a spread one on top of another. When it's a spread over here, that's nichal negeder l'sak l'achshir, and therefore suddenly nichal negeder of a tafel. Now that means it comes out. It's coming to mistaken something. It's come to enhance it. Come to the dabek. Come to enhance it. Let's say it's there not to l'sak and not l'achshir, but it's not there for taste either. That means we have two levels of mishabu. We have something I want to eat both. We go up to it. I want to eat one. The other one to enhance it. We go up to the ikker. What happens? It's not for taste, but it's not to enhance. We said the taste shaboy example. The classic case they speak out, you have a gefilte fish with a carrot on top. Why is a carrot there? Why is it there for? Because the women say it's for noi, for niceness. It's not for sviyah. It's not to lahakshir, not to lahatim. It's not a case over here of as a spread. It's for noi. Is a carrot an ikur or a carrot tuffle? Guy picks it up and wants to make it. What do you do with that? What is that carrot over there? Something VIP. Oh, so you have to realize it's enhanced, but not for Tom. What is that? We were speaking this concept out. So it's a question to Mechaim Knievsky and the Chodeshani and Sefer, and the Nemensal and the Chaylevi and others, Vice of Bracha. They say it's still it's enhanced. You have to realize how far I take the aside. Even some VIPI has clout of enhancement, and therefore the carrot on top of the gefilte fish, nichel and the getter of a tafel. Therefore, the swarm being down, that let's say you have a cantaloupe with a cherry on top, or you have a grapefruit with a cherry on top, or you have stump, you have filled fish with some lettuce underneath it, or you know, any of these things where you're coming just for to be served as a style or design. The Shire Brachas case is lettuce underneath, you have filled fish, but not filled fish, he has a liver, you put some lettuce underneath it. So, all these cases over here, why is it there for? It's not to be eaten, it's for noi. But so what? No, he's not going to get an enhancement. And in all this case, I have the lach of tafel. As the lach of tafel, what happens if you eat it first? You have to get involved with that question. But you have to realize these are all cases in the site of a tafel over here. Now, to how far to take it, one more case. A person, when he eats, let's say, chamutzim, and he has the yisham kugel. Why eating the chamutzim for? So if you ask any Israeli, they know it's coming to enhance the Yisham Kugel. The Israelis, the Americans are not sure why it's there for. But the Israelis all know, and come on, every Sabbath being down, the Yisrael Shalom Zalman, and the Mishmei Shabbos, and Mechaim, and Chushani, the Melachon Chamutzim is definitely getting a tafel. So we have these cases also that it's only coming to enhance the tafel, or the case over here, it's not for eating it over here. What? So again, if you don't know why you're saying eating it, of course it's not a tafel. Fine, but if you know why you're eating there, of course it's a tafel. That's the person. Now let's go to the next mishnah berurah. When he brings down the loch over here, when a person eats a tafel first, what happens if he eats the carrot first, he eats the lettuce first, he eats his chamutz first? What's the loch over here? It's very clear we have three different sheetahs over here. We have the Beis Yosef, and the Shatzim brings down those who want to go like the Beis Yosef. The Paskin, the loch is always bracha roya. The fact that the loch is chashiv is because of tafel, the circle itself, you can't change your bracha. And therefore, if the carrot you ate first, you make a case of a dam over here. Atzad Hasheni, Kamlon Gemoy, Paskin like the Chumash Hadash in the Sefer. He says whether you have the case of the oichel for the drink over here, or whether you have these pits over here to get the case of the yain, won't make a difference. The tafel that you eat first is the case of shakel. Kamlon the Mishtabu, and he went like the Magavram, and he says, not like Mechaper, not like Gemoy. He goes in between. He wants to tie the traditions, right? The Marach Azurah. You cannot bring a riot one to another. One case over there, the Trumas Hadash, the Marach Azurah, is when having the pits of the cherries, which is the eights. and then you want to have the shtir over here, which is the case of shakal. So it comes out at the end of the day, the tovel, the shakal, how many brachos do you make? We make one bracha. Therefore comes along that when you make a bracha on the tovel, dik is part and parcel, is going together. Therefore one bracha is beseder. Mashenki, the kim to the chumas hadeshen. You want to make a bracha on this, some meichel over here. You want to make a shakal. If you make a shakal, you're drinking second yayin. The yayin, anyway, you have to make a second bracha. Hagofen. So how in the world are you switching the tovel to make a case of shakal? Therefore, it'll come out that when the ikur is not a case shakal, then on the tovel you have to make a bracha royal. Mechal between the two. Therefore, let's speak out just clearly how this comes out. You have a case over here of the carrot, which is adamo. You have the chamotz, sour pickle, which is adamo. That's classic. Now you put the carrot top on the fish. And you have the chamotz on top of your yisham kugel. Right, by the Americans, by the Kiddush, they have the filter fish and the carrot. And the Israelis, they have the yisham kugel with the chamotz over there. So you go to American Israeli Kiddush over here. They have both over here. You pick up both tuffles. You can eat them first beforehand. What bracha would you make on the carrot? And what bracha would you make on the chamotz? According to Mishnah Berurah. Not mezonos, that's for sure not a choice. Oh, so if you go like the Amal, very good. Then the loch is that both will be shakal. If you go like the Mechaber, both will be adamo. According to Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, since by the case you shami kovel the ikiz mezonos, so the chamotz you make adamo. Masha en came by the gefilte fish, since the gefilte fish is shakal, therefore the carrot you make a case of shakal. So come along, you have two tuffles, both adama, you pick them up, one will be, according to the Mishnah Berurah, adama, one will be a case of shakal over here. And therefore, the same thing, all these cases you have, again, you have the lettuce over here underneath your liver, what broth would you make upon it? You make a case of shakal, liver shakal. You have to go through every case when you eat the tuffle first, what's the halach over here? The Maisa come along the Mishnah Berurah and says, since we do have machlik smilchaber, and the Amo, and we have Magavam Terchito, there he says, do not eat the tuffle first. He says, he quotes the Derech HaChaim, the Nesivis, the Paskins, you should don't do that. Don't have the tovel first. That's one thing he says very clearly. He goes on further, the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Yin Aleph also, says the whole entire halacha I'm saying over here is dafk in the case where the tovel is not chaviv. But let's say the tovel is chaviv. Again, earlier, I did not pass like the Erzurah, but over here, if the tovel is chaviv, the seed over here is why we're losing its bracha. Because Be'etzem is not chashiv over here. But I can give the chashivas mitzvah the idea that's chaviv to me. Then when the tuffel is chaviv, the walach is, you make the bracha roy upon it. That means, let's say a person has a carrot top that you fill to fish, and to them, they like chaviv, they like the carrots over here. Whether chaviv aside the rosh, or according to the Rambam, whether it's chaviv beklalius or chaviv in this time over here, even according to Mishnah Berurah, you make a dam over here.
What about if you have the ikar is a dama?
You should not... No, again, if you eat it first on the carrot, you make adama, because it's chaviv to you. Again, Mishmur said, Beklalius, don't eat the tuffle first. That's correct. Beklalius. But if you eat it first, then the carrot will be different in the case than the chamotz, and then you have to get involved with if it's chaviv to you or not chaviv to you. That means, I think to a lot of Americans, the yisham kugel is not the chaviv to them, the chamotz is chaviv to them. And they just leave over the yisham kugel. You'll have a question then, of anyway, you make a dhamma. According to the Ramah, maybe you switch over here.
You have a case where the ikkar is adam on the tuffle of eats.
Yes.
Let's say it's done in Zayas, it's done in Zayas, so that Zayas, it's not in Zayas, because it shows meaning, but let's say it's done in Zayas, and therefore, and the tuffle is of eats. You make adam, you make a shakal, and the tuffle.
On the tuffle, if you eat first, you make eats. A tuffle, if the ikkar is not shakal, according to Mishmur, the tuffle is always going to be bracha roya. Always bracha roya. Fine. Now, just to be clear, came out over here that even though we're saying we're coming out over here that we have the locha of ik and tuffle, the tuffle that comes first, it's bracha through different shitas. We have to realize that even though we're saying a tuffle, we don't make a bracha. The numerous times a tuffle the maisa we would make a bracha. That means first of all, either a tuffle first. Maisa we paskin, we make a bracha. What bracha? Three different shitas. A second time we make a bracha on a tuffel. Let's say a person ate thicker, and there's mesiachtas shinimokum al oisim maimed teisves. The law says again, you make a bracha on the tuffel. A third time we see among the paskim. Let's say you did not plan to eat the tuffel over here. You ate first the ikker, then you ate the tuffel. The lachavir is, for example, you ate the mliach, then you ate the lechem afterwards. It says the Mishibur, you have to make a bracha now the lechem, you have no das. Except what bracha you make on the lechem? He says, well, if it's fish, you make a shakal. Now, I see Rav Ozer says a chiddush over here, that the yisoid over here of the pesvis that's brought down by the Taz, Mokavam, Mishibur, that we go after das, is dafni kimtu with zeh chazeh. But let's say it's mamish together. That means you start eating, let's say, just an apple. And then you want to put in something that's a tuffle inside, a small amount of oranges inside. Eating it together, then even though you had no das, you won't have to make a bracha. It's a chiddush, at least to me it's a chiddush. How far to take it? In Shuvah, he has a pel dekedin. He says, let's say a person has two cups of milk in front of him. This is the kimto. He had made a bracha, a shakal, the milk, and he wanted to have the second cup afterwards. He drinks the first cup, he has a second cup, he's like, I want to make this cup into coffee. So he puts in tons of water, puts the coffee inside. What bracha do you make on this coffee? Do you make a bracha on this coffee?
No.
No. Why?
You end.
So what?
You have to come up
with something. So what's the sophic? What's the sophic?
Do you make it? You have to find two shakra anyway.
He didn't plan to have a coffee.
Did he pour out all the milk?
Again, he had.
Pour out all the milk.
Again, he had a little bit of milk. Again, he had a couple of hands, a little bit of milk in this cup. He had a cup and a quarter. So now he drank one cup. He's like, I might have a quarter. Yeah, make a little coffee over here. It means three quarters of his water and coffee and everything, and sugar and cream, whatever. So you have to make a bracha on the coffee.
Why?
So,
no, it's fine. You
have a separate coffee. You would have to make a shakal on that. That's what they're, I think they're missing.
You have a separate coffee and no das before you make a bracha on it.
Right.
So let's say you have a separate coffee, you pour the milk on top of it. It's the same thing, same question. So,
why?
So the question is, again, you have a black coffee over here. A black coffee you did not drink, plan to drink some milk. So he has a black coffee. He takes the milk and pours the milk into the black coffee over here.
What's the difference?
Now, does he make a bracha? What do you make a bracha? So Vosa says to me as a pillow, he says, what when you're drinking coffee, why are you drinking coffee for? Is it for the coffee? Is it for the water? Is it for the milk? He writes the Ikka people drink coffee for the milk. They want flavored milk over here. But Vosa and Shuva, you want the milk and you want the coffee taste in the milk and the water is bottled to the milk and the Ikka is the milk. He says there might be some people out there that be Ikka want the coffee. He doesn't think that's true.
So Yesh Lodin,
a Suffolk also. If you only have black coffee, you only have black coffee. But he said, but Ikka. I'm just telling you first, again, we can argue the Metzias today till tomorrow. And I think you're more right. I agree with you. But on the assumption that he says that coffee is the Ikka people buy coffee, he's saying by most people, coffee is the milk. Which I have a hard time to relate to. Therefore, once the Ikka is the milk, he comes along and says, even though I'd not bought the coffee over here, and the Ikka Tuffle and the no das over here, once together mamish, then the whole Yisrael, the place of Taz, Mokavam, Shibruah, we won't make a bracha of the Tuffle, because that's part and parcel of the milk over here. We'd have to now look back in the Malachim if that's true or not. You have to realize he took places and he used limited only to Kimto with Zeh Chazeh. That's number one. Besides the Chiddush, it says coffee, the Ikka is milk.
Which is mute.
What?
Mute.
He says the rave is water, but a lot of water is commented for the milk. And coffee is what? A spoon, right? So he said, he tells you, if you put a drop of milk, that's not the point over there. Because he said, you put a drop of milk to take away the sharpness of the coffee, it's too sharp over here. I mean, I guess he has certain coffee that's very sharp, Echnami, then it's coming in hands of coffee. We can argue again the Matthias say till tomorrow, but again, he says two points. One is the coffee chiddush. Put that aside. A second thing he's saying, Laloch over here, when you have a Teruvah Mamish, he wants to tie in the idea of Das will not be Mechavi the Bracha. A Gam Tayshin says it will be Mechavi the Bracha. It's only in case of Zeh Chazeh. But in another case,
what was the end result?
He said not to make a Bracha. On the coffee, not to make a Bracha. A fourth case we see make a Bracha on the Tafel, a person when he has medicine and he wants to now take just a drop with some soda. Or some water, let's say he's thirsty, and he admits and drinks a little bit. On the medicine, we pass you, don't make a bracha. Now he has a tuffle over here. You make a bracha, or bracha. Won't make much of a difference, because always shackle usually. But if I'm eating on a tuffle, you make a bracha over here. Another case of question to speak out when you have an ikr tuffle to get to bracha, Again, the fifth case over here, they say that if you have the ikur, it's not the shear, and the tefil is the shear. The Pesachim say, then you make a bracha on the tefil, the bracha akhoinu. See, even though, again, the tefil, we don't make a bracha, that's the klal. We mentioned five times already that we see that the klal, it comes out that I'm still on the tefil, we will make a bracha. Sidbeis over here in Reshu Beis is very important yisayid over here, different yisayidus. First, the kimta, the mechaber, is the kolboy. That a case over here where you have this jam, merkachat, that a person wants to go eat, and he's putting the cracker underneath it. Now this jam, what bracha to make upon it, again, go back to Reish Beis of Zayin, that if it perish a nikkur, it's a eitz, it's not nikkur, the case of shakal, and you have this cracker underneath, the case of a mezainis. Come along, and he eats the two together, says the mechaber, the loch is, you only make a bracha on the merkachat, on this jam over here. Speaks out, the kolboy beisaysev mishvua. Let's come very clearly. Why is that so? Because the cracker is there for only one reason: not to dirty your hands. You have no interest. That means the case you're telling me yesterday. Sometimes we can have liver with very thin crackers underneath it, just to hold it up by a simcha. There, it's only not to dirty your hands or to look like you meant to look there. So that kemta of vada the cracker is not no shaitas to wanting to go eat it. The other law is you won't make a bracha. The ik is only in the liver, a case of shackle. How come on the Mishavua? It says, but let's say you want these crackers over here that have a sweet taste over it. The loch is you have to make a bracha. Now it's not clear over here, one bracha, two brachas, what to make the bracha on. It's not very clear, but he sends you back to Simon Kuf Sam Ches of Kotem Memei. You have to go back over there, and he speaks out very clear the loch. He says, in the Kimto, when they're being baked together, and they're one on top of another, Avada they're one. If you want to eat both of them, then we have the clone, Mishavua Sakon Aleph. We go after Roy, go after Kol Sheyesh Boy, go after Chashivas. But let's say they're not baked together, and you put one on top of another, and you have different layers over here, it's a thick layer, then the loch over here is that since there are two things over here, and you want both, you make two brachas. And you study the Mishavura, you have one on top of another, you want both, the loch is you make two brachas. Now, we have an interesting question over here. Mishmur says by Osif Kotten Vav, you have pas kistin and put gvina on top, it's come to enhance one to another. It's a spread over here. It's a layer, one top of another. Yet Mishmur is saying, by the case of Merkachat, you have this jam on top of these crackers. It's a layer over here, and he's saying you make two brachas. What's the difference between the case of the gvina on top of the spread on top of the cracker, versus the case of the jam at the top of the cracker? One's two brachas, one's one bracha. So you read the Mishavua slowly, and Vizayas Bracha speaks out clearly, that depends, what are you doing? How are you sitting down to go eat? Is the ikur, the crackers over here, and you want to give us a spread to enhance it? Or the ikur, is that I want to eat both? And certain kimtas will switch, and it really depends how you're sitting down to go eat over here. That means, one case, I saw the Sefer Ikur and Tafel, the English one, is a very similar case. Let's say there is such a thing as mezonos rolls. Let's say there's such a thing. You have mezonos roll, and you put a hamburger inside. So you have a hamburger in between over here, or beef burger in between over here. What to go do? You want both by eating both. Not just eating the hamburger, not just eating the bun over here. So you want to tie that is a case of having layers over here. You want to eat both, you make two brachas. Make a bracha shakal, make a case of mezainas over here. Now, for example, eating, let's say, cottage cheese and peppers. People eat that. Why eating cottage cheese and peppers? Is one to enhance the other? But you want to have both. So again, some people might say the ick is the cottage cheese. Some people might say the ick is the pepper. But ick, if you want both, who are the two layers over here? You make two separate brachas. The Shlomo is discussing not when they're layers, he's discussing when one is being soaked inside another. When you have two different layers, Mishavua is saying you make two brachas. Therefore, for example, let's go through the different cases over here. A person sits down to have crackers and tuna fish. He's coming to eat it. He has a bunch of tuna fish. He has a bunch of crackers. He sits down to go eat it. He puts a glob of tuna fish on top of the crackers. And eats one after another. That's his meal over here. So what is he having? He has two layers over here. What bracha? Who are two brachas? But let's say he sits down to have crackers. He has 100 crackers. He has hummus over here, tchin over here, tuna fish over here. And he puts dip it over here. And he puts tuna fish on top sometimes. But because the crackers over here, then it's coming to enhance the crackers. It's coming to be a malafa spread over here. Then what's the ikker? the ikur could be on the same exact akimto, a person will make only mezainus, not two brachas. Therefore, the classic question is asked, what's the halacha of crackers and herring? Why are you eating the crackers? Why are you eating the herring? You can argue which crackers we're discussing. Are they, we're having tam-tams over here? Are we having Israeli crackers? One with taste, without taste? And they point out, different people, three people can sit down and eat the same thing and do three different things. One person, but Ikka wants the herring. Fine, doesn't want to get his hands dirty, but even he doesn't want to get his hands dirty, but he can put a cracker underneath to enhance the herring, because those are the Ikka, he wants a schmaltzy herring over there, but he wants some of the cracker taste inside of it, so he'll make a bracha on the herring. That's the Ikka shackle. Okay, oh, these are tom-toms over here, running from America. Special here. No, but just eat them stam. No, put some herring on top, give some flavor to it. So what's Ikka? The mezainus. I think most people, you can argue the point, I know, they're coming to eat crackers and herring. That's one on top of another. Therefore, what do you go do? You make two brachas over here.
Nobody does that.
Okay.
Nobody does that.
Ask you. Nobody does which way?
They wouldn't be eating the crackers and one for the herring. They're not eating the crackers and the herring. They're only eating the herring.
Ask your father. Ask him.
There's no bracha on the other crackers.
I see my kids, they want crackers and herring. I see they want both. They won't eat the herring on the crackers. You have to have a special type of crackers. I see they want both.
They're
right from kids. I think a lot of adults are kids. Now, we have a Yisrael over here. They were saying that Mishmur Vekhle, number one, it has to be not cooked together. And number two has to be layered. So that goes back to the question we discussed yesterday. What about sushi? What certain cases get involved with? What defines something that's layered over here? How do you find the concept? What's the lumpness behind it? So there are a couple of cases to discuss to speak out this in over here. Go through three different cases. One is sushi, we said yesterday, and Rezai Sabracha writes, and I sent out an email yesterday, he writes Bariches, they get to the idea of sushi that was given, taking the Yeshua Mechelik Lama Gimel, that he wants a taino that sushi, if it's roiv, then go up to mezainus, which is mezainus, you make a mezainus. If it's not roiv, and you have together with it avocado, and fish, and vegetables, and rice, and there's no roiv over here, one's 40%, one's 15, one's 5, whatever you want, then the loch over here is, you make four different brachas.
Why doesn't something become ikker? Let's say the fish. If you want the fish, why is that?
So you could argue that certain people, they want, if they're bekim of the sushi, you can argue maybe the fish is the chashivas over here. But most people, I'm not even sure there's fish inside, and don't appreciate the mila of whatever sushi is, which I'm not sure what the mila myself is over here. And I think us sitting over here, the ikka is not the fish. And no one really cares for the fish, and you can even argue maybe the soy sauce is more important. Fine, you can have what the ikka over here is, but I don't think the fish is so licha chashivas.
It's not Jewish food.
What?
It's not Jewish food.
It's not Jewish food, right? It's not kolkots. Fine, so myself over here, the logic is you make four brachas. Otherwise, if it's right, the logic is you make mezainus. So the Isra, Mendelbaum, mezainus of bracha, the Maisa, it's layers. It's not being cooked together. You have a layer of seaweed, and then you have a layer of rice, and then you have a layer of vegetables, and it depends whether the avocado is on the inside or the outside over here. You have a fish. So over here is a case of layers. It's layers, so even if it's right, you should make over here four brachas. So Kamalan says, the idea of layers has to be that a person sees clearly the layers. He says every wafer, well, there's mezainus and there's some spread of chocolate inside, and there could be even sometimes nuts over there, and the layers over here. So he wants to tie to know the side of layers and really come to Mishmur Sukkot Vav is this idea of one's coming to malafa, one's a spread, but the idea of layers has to be clear when it's a layer that's thick and nicker. We have a whole glob of tuna fish, it's a separate layer, a whole thing of jam, a separate layer, but something that's not clearly defined and thick over here, that's one part and parcel of the same thing over here. That's been cooked together, that's not even a question. Say, it's not cooked together?
Baked
together.
Baked
together. I think even if it's not, I still think that's one.
Why is the wafer different?
No, wafer's also one. I'm saying it's one. I'm saying Rav Mendelbaum Zayis Bracha says it's one. Now, to speak it out, mice is not that simple. I mean, for example, a chocolate covered raisin, I think I mentioned numerous times. Rav Moshe writes a chocolate covered raisin, he says there's a layer of chocolate, there's a layer of a raisin. That's the Mishnah Berurah, Kof Samech Chesef, Kof Tamim Hei. Says in Moshe, we make two brachas. You open up the raisin, you take out the raisin, take out the chocolate, and you have to first time make two different brachas, or take two different things in front of you, besides from the Sugya Barrio. The Maisev, Zaysa Bracha, says he went up Shlomo Zalman, and he went up Liashiv, says the Iker is not like a Moshe, says the Iker Halacha is that we see it being one over here. Therefore, what's the Halacha? Says a Berkowitz, depends. If the Iker is a raisin, and the chocolate comes to enhance it, you make a brach on the raisin. If the ikkish chocolate and the raisin comes to enhance it, you make the brach on the chocolate shakal. However, I think most of us, when eating it, we want both. Then the loch is very simple. You go after roiv. You have to start measuring what roiv is, 51% over here. Fine. But that's, again, a question how far to extend the side of this mishmu of layers. That Moshe has two brachas, and the Olim seems to understand that when something's not thick and nicker, and you eat it one bite, like the Rosh Hashanah says, that's nichol again over here of one. Another case you can discuss is what are saying things that are being baked together as one. Is something dafka baked together? Let's say it's frozen together. Let's go through different cases to get it to ice cream. That means first you have an ice cream over here and you have a cone over here. So first, if you have a sugarless cone and you have ice cream, so the sugarless cone is a tuffle to the ice cream is an ikker, and therefore, if you even eat the cone first, you make it a shakal, and as the doctor says, make sure don't eat the cone on the bottom first. This is an eitzah taiva. So, fine. So you have over here the case over here, the ice cream, the cone, the ice cream, and everything is shakal. Let's say you even have a sugar cone. Sweet, you enjoy it, it has a good taste to it. Still, numis paiskim, says Olatian, Vosner, Yabi Oimel, Chachani, still the one taino, what is the ikker? It's the ice cream. You may pay another half a shekel for that cone, but still, I know Pesach Yeshiva disagrees, but still, what are you buying? Ice cream. Now, they do tell me there are ice cream cones, I've seen it, that have a very fancy to it. They have chocolate, and they have sprinkles, and there's a whole mahus to it, and you're paying an extra 5 shekels for that. So then you can start clarifying, what exactly is that? Is that like two different layers over here? Well, no, still you're buying the ice cream, and you also have the cone that you want to enhance it. You start clearing mikan lakan how to go look upon it. Some do discuss you have an ice cream sandwich. Everyone knows you have the cracker on top, the wafer on top, the cracker on bottom, and you have the ice cream in between. What exactly is that? Is that being the idea of being baked together and then you go after the kolam of roiv or kol sheyesh boy? Well, no. Do you say mice it wasn't baked together? It's frozen together. So there is a question to Abriyashiv, Avot and Truman, Chelik Vav, and Chelik Zayin explains what he meant. He wants to tell us, no, it's not baked, it's two separate things. And therefore, it was like Sabroch and the Pesach Yeshiva Paskin, on these ice cream sandwiches, it's clearly defined two different things, it's thick over here, therefore make two separate brachas. You have to make a bracha on the Zaynis, in the case of Shackle over here. There is one other point when things are not cooked together, which I'm going to leave to the side to get simukov samaches. When a person has a mixture of lach and yavesh, the Mokavam has a case over there when a person has wine and he puts rice inside. Afterwards, it gets involved. Do you have the klal of roiv or not? The way that Achronim want to explain, because maybe the klal of roiv and ikan tofel work different when it's a mixture of lach versus yavesh, not when two things are lach and two things are yavesh. The Mishnah Berurah Lamaisa brings down a machlokes over there to this question. And again, we'll leave it over there, that question, when you have a lach and a yavesh, maybe it has different klolim, and again, to all cases of soup that are not cooked together, have to look upon it. Now, there is a shaila to get to ikan tofel. Do we have a simple eitzo? We have a fruit salad. By fruit salad, we saw already in machlokes what to go do, the chayodim versus the Mishnah Berurah. Chayodim says you make a bracha on each thing inside. Mishnah Berurah says, no, you go after the case that's roiv. Mishmur says very clearly we do not pass like the Chayotim. Maisa, let's say you want to be Chayshish, want to be Machmer, or sometimes you're not sure what to go do. Could a person now take the fruit salad and take out the apple, take out the banana, and make two separate brachas? I have a simple answer. I'm not sure, I want to be Chayshish and Chayotim. Can I separate from the Teruvis, now each one stands by itself, and make two separate brachas over here? The place is very clear in Simukos Samaches, that when you have a real teruvus as a bracha shein tzricho, you can't do that. But here I have a tzricho, I have a chumrah, the chayodim. I have a tzricho over here. Ke'ein, we discussed machlokes among the paiskim, could you have a tzricho to make mehr brachas on Shabbos, let's say? Could I make things I don't really need to make a bracha? And das, it's not mehr brachas. So the svar will say, yeah, the achdas say we can't do that. But here I have a tzricho to separate the two, to make two different brachas.
Why is it only a shayla of tzricho? It's a shayla of bracha tava, make a bracha on the ikar first.
I'm making no. I'm took away that teruvahs. Again, we know we have to have a teruvahs.
Fish and a carrot, make a rough on the fish, so after the carrot.
If one's here, one's there, there's no teruvahs, one has nothing to do with another. The carrot's not enhancing this anymore, the carrot. That means if the carrot's over, it was never put upon the fish. You agree it's two brokers, right?
Yeah, it was put upon the fish.
It's put upon it. Can I undo it? Correct, can I undo the teruvahs? So if it's always a bracha, at least the printer I have at home, he wants a taino. Why not? This is beforehand, I can undo it. So Rav Reuben, the Archon Shabbos, he wrote a letter to Vizoy Sabracha that's printed in the Sefer, and all the prints have it now. So I bring a raya, not that way, our Bialocha. Bialocha says, you want to get the chumra of the chayodim, which you don't possibly like. He says, very simple, take your fruit salad and mash it. And now it's not nikkur anymore. Not nikkur, and you go after Rayiv. What did Mishmur say? Take out the banana, take out the apple, and make two different brachas over here. The fact that he does not give you this eitzah, it seems from the Mishmurah that you cannot separate the two. Now, once we had the, and therefore that's the swarm seem to go, you cannot separate. However, they do say the swarm 2 points.
Why is that a raya?
He didn't say you can separate. Oh, so the question is how far is it a raya all the way? That means those who want taino, the Mishmurah is discussing a case where we do not go like the chayodom. But let's say there's a real chash over here, a real sopik. The mina of the chodesh shani b'zil obach one time, maybe you can. Other ones say no. Mishmur does not give you another eitzah. So it's a question, we have a real sopik. So Mishmur says, no, the loik chai odom, why? Because we have a prima godom, we have a nesivis. Again, they say there's no right for the prima godom, they want to argue. And Vodom will say, no right in the case of the nesivis. But fine. But on the tzad, the Mishmur's setup is, and the Rashi says, even your Shemaim is not being choshish for the chai odom. There's no shita out there. So is the question, let's say there is real sopik, is one question the swarm grapple with. The swarm seem to have an argument about this. And number two, they can evolve with, let's say, everyone agrees when I have the app, that I have the carrot and not put upon the gefilte fish, that's two separate entities. Let's say I take it off and I leave it on the side for 5 minutes. I left it on the side for a half hour. Now can I make two brachas? Because now it still needs one, nothing with another. Bishlam, I might take out one other to make a bracha, everyone sees the part of the fruit salad. By putting the side, I left it out, maybe even according to Mishmur, we had to go do that.
You did before you made the bracha on that carrot.
I didn't make a bracha on anything yet, right? Nothing. I didn't make any bracha. I know I'm going to have fruit salad in 20 minutes. You know what? You go to Simcha, they have fruit salad on by your seat. They're going to make Kiddush in 20 minutes. What bracha? I don't know. Chayodim. Mavoza passes like the Chayodim. Mavoza says we pass the Chayodim, not like the Mishavura. So what do you do? I'm going to go by my seat, put one over here, and 20 minutes later, can I make two brachas?
Wait, isn't that
Nimlach? It's not Nimlach. I didn't make a bracha yet. I didn't make the bracha yet.
It's the same idea.
Without Barer, no.
It's not.
I'm doing it 20 minutes later, in a half hour.
If I can make one bracha and then do
Nimlach
and then make a
bracha. Nalbi Nimlach. As Nalbi Nimlach. We passing can do that. I mean, it's Bokshay and Tzricha. For the Mishibu, it's Bokshay and Tzricha. The Mishavur and Reish Dalad. He says, when in the Shari Tshuva, we spoke out of the question. Where exactly how's it working over there? Come on, just speak out the last case of here, the Gerit of Cholent. Now again, I'm going to set up one way Cholent. You read this farm, there are numerous ways to find out with the Lachal, the Gerit of Cholent. I think the Cholent, what comes out is simple, is when you have a mixture all together, you have the beans, the barley, the meat, the potatoes, numerous chulants, the shiva's chulants are not big pieces over here, all small pieces over here, it's all a big mixture over here. So we have a klal, we go after roiv. You don't in the chura, if you have barley inside, it's a mezonos called sheishboi. Now someone will argue that the barley inside is not, cannot be the ikir, it's only give taste. I think there's always a nice amount of barley inside, and therefore a mixture of chulants should be a case of mezonos, numerous farm goes a case of mezonos. However, you do have to realize, it's machloikis, chayodim versus the mishdabura. That means if you go like a vaz or pass like the chayodom, you have to make three separate brachas. We did mention the koin to Bliashiv and the graz. It depends if the cholent is Thursday night or the cholent is Shabbos in the morning. The erev time, not erev time. You follow the Mishnah Berurah. The simple understanding is, but any cholent, the small pieces, in case of mezainis. Now in a home cholent, usually there are big pieces there. The big potatoes, the big pieces of meat. People take them out. Look, they're not eating in one spoon over there. So again, there is a shail over here, is an ik and tofel, but again, the simple of one of the sugi over here is that since there are big pieces, they're not part of the teruvis over here, and therefore when you eat the potato, it will have its own bracha. When you eat the meat over here, it will have its own bracha over here. They will come along. It depends what type of children you have. Will come out against the Chol Pasach to be the Mishabrua, according to numerous form, that whatever is part of the mixture, that's clearly part of the mixture, go up to Rave. They usually have barley inside, then they have Chol Pasach Yeshboi. And then whatever the big piece over here, they have a case of Shahakol. He said, if you want, the Alok is very clear, we did not collect the Chayodom. If you want to be Chosh Chayodom, then mash it. And we spoke out yesterday that the same bracha is of Yashiv, so I said, Yeshmaim should go like the Chayodom and mash it. He says, no, because then the Yeshmaim have to go like the Chayodom. And we do not pass in Chayodom. You should bring down, those will be Chosh Chayodom. But no, we don't go like the Chayodom. Kol Sheishboi will patch when you have a teruvos. You have to have a teruvos over here. Fine, Bezer Hashem on Sunday, we'll go through two simonim. It's pretty quick over here. And then we'll have a test from Simon Reishud till Simon Reishudal on Wednesday. And Aslach Rabo.
Wednesday. Why does it take?